online.
On your smartphone.
From the KM Media Group.
This is KMFM.
With the latest news for Kent at 1, here's Josh Coop.
A man will stand trial after pleading not guilty to dangerous driving and seriously injuring a motorcyclist after a footbridge over the M20 collapsed onto the carriageway. It caused millions of pounds worth of damage and travel misery for thousands of drivers when it happened last August. Josie's been at court this morning for KMFM.
Alan Austin pleaded not guilty to causing serious injury by dangerous driving after the pedestrian bridge on the M20 at Junction 4 for Leybourne fell down in summer last year. The crash, which happened during August bank holiday, saw 170 tonnes of concrete come crashing down onto the London-bound carriageway, and a motorcyclist was injured in the incident. Austin's also denied a separate charge of dangerous driving. His trial date's been set for February next year.
KMFM News.
A lawyer for the man accused of carrying out a truck attack in Stockholm says he's admitted committing a terrorist crime. Four people, including a British man, were killed in the Swedish capital on Friday after they were run over by a lorry. Police are investigating after a disabled man in his 60s had his wallet stolen in an alleyway in Dover. The victim was in a wheelchair when he was approached by another man in Maisonjou Road on Saturday morning. The suspect ran off towards Dower Street. We've tweeted a description at KMFM News. The boss of United Airlines has apologised after video footage emerged of a man being forced off an overbooked flight. The film shows the passenger being dragged from his seat screaming on the plane from Chicago on Sunday. He's then seen with blood on his face. Other passengers posted the video on social media.
Oh my God, look at what you did to him!
He was selected at random after there were no volunteers to catch a different flight the next day. The man in charge at the airline has defended staff, but admitted lessons can be learned. An investigation is now underway. A vehicle transporter and car have been badly damaged in a fire in Paddock Wood. Crews were called to Willow Lane just before 9 this morning. It's not yet known how it started, but no one was hurt. A man's been jailed for 5 years for providing a gun for another man in Swanley. It's after police found a pistol and a bag containing balaclava, gloves and ammunition in a search of a house in the town in July 2015. 29-year-old Aaron Martin from Swanley Lane pleaded guilty to one charge of transferring a prohibited weapon at the Old Bailey in London. And he's one of the biggest artists in the world, but Ed Sheeran's having to pay out after being accused of copying someone else's song. He's struck a deal to end a multi-million pound legal claim over his track Photograph. Anna's got the details.
How did you fall?
The pair who wrote Amazing, which was released by X Factor winner Matt Cardle in 2012, wanted $20 million, claiming Ed Sheeran had copied them note for note with this.
So you can keep me inside the pocket of your...
A judge in California now says the case has been dismissed, but hasn't revealed the details of the settlement. Sheeran's people are yet to comment. Last year, Matt Cardle distanced himself from the case, saying Ed deserves all his success.
Wait for me to come home.
Sport with Passmores.co.uk. Sheds, chalets and garden workshops, where quality comes as standard.
Let's check all the latest sports news now. Here's Joe.
Well, starting with football, and Arsene Wenger says it would have been inconvenient to speak about his future as Arsenal manager after his side were beaten 3-0 at Crystal Palace last night. It leaves them 7 points off the Premier League's top four. He's out of contract this summer and hasn't revealed what will happen next, but is sure the situation isn't having an impact on his players.
No, I don't think there's uncertainty about my commitment, you know. I think that would be a wrong excuse.
Elsewhere today, full-time Olympic champion Laura Kenny says she's never been a victim of bullying and sexism in the British cycling setup. The publishing of an independent investigation looking into such claims from several riders has been put back to next month. And in cricket, Kent have re-signed South African international Wayne Pennell 8 years after his previous spell at Canterbury. The bowlers joined on a short-term contract until late next month.
That's the latest. Next updates at 2.